The Bachelors by Muriel Spark. Chapter 1. Daylight was appearing over London, the great city of bachelors. Half-pint bottles of milk began to be stood on the doorsteps of houses containing single apartments, from Hampstead Heath to Greenwich Park, and from Wanstead Flats to Putney Heath, but especially in Hampstead, especially in Kensington. In Queensgate, Kensington, in Harrington Road, the Boltons, Holland Park, and in King's Road, Chelsea, and its backwaters, the bachelors stirred between their sheets, reached for their wound watches, and with waking intelligences noted the time, then, remembering it was Saturday morning, turned over on their pillows. But soon, since it was Saturday, most would be out on the streets, shopping for their bacon and eggs, their week's supplies of breakfast and occasional suppers, and these bachelors would set out early, before 10:15, in order to avoid being jostled by the women, the legitimate shoppers. At 10:15, Ronald Bridges, aged 37, who during the week was assistant curator at a small museum of handwriting in the City of London, stopped in the Old Brompton Road to speak to his friend Martin Bowles, a barrister of 35. Ronald moved his old plastic shopping bag up and down twice to suggest to Martin that it was a greater weight than it really was, and that the whole business was a bore. "Where," said Ronald, pointing to a package on the top of Martin's laden bag, "did you get your frozen peas?"
"Clayton's."
"How much?"
1 and 6. That's for a small packet, and does for 2. A large is 2 and 6. 6 helpings.
"Terrible price," said Ronald agreeably.
"Your hand's never out of your pocket," said Martin.